Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holcomb. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Holcomb. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Don Colloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Fox reaches second base with a double. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Holcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holcomb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lepon moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lepon scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson throws to second, with Lepon covering, and has Zerniel trapped. There's the throw to Kell who tags Zerniel for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey strikes out. One out. Ken Holcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holcomb is 0-for-1 in the game. Holcomb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive to right field. Rickard throws towards first. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Rickard throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Kell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pretty goes all the way around to score. Kell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Philly is chasing the ball. Evers rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houdeman is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lepon. The throw from Massey and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Ken Holcomb. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Baker moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 3 in the game. Houdeman hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. LePon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Hank Majeski. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerniel moves to third. One out. Alcozar pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Zerniel scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 3 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.